right. Okay. Now that takes us to the financial report, and we have Sarah Cox, Treasurer, and Linda Alderman, Bookkeeper, to go over that.
Okay, you have a copy of the October expenditures, and that's the loose page on top. We've received some assessments, some past due, also some in advance so that they can make reservations for next year. We've got, thought I handed to you. This is empty. And there really isn't anything unusual on here unless you have any questions about it that you'd like to know, I can answer those. But there really isn't anything unusual. Expenditures are there. On year to date, that's the one underneath that shows where how we spent our money this year. We have approximately $20,000 left in the bank.
If I could hold up one second, I'd like to go back to this month and let them take a look at
this. Okay, them. In October?
In October.
Okay.
Okay, we had some assessments paid. Were they were they from this year or past years or
both? This year, not past year, this year and for an advance because they wanted to make reservations for next year. And I've requested that they pay their assessment and then I can make a reservation in August next year. So that's what that
is. Oh, okay. You lost me on that one then because, you know, if someone wants to make a reservation, all they had to do is be current and they can make a reservation. And then all they would have to do is pay by the first of next year.
Yeah, but they wanted next year. We've reserved them into next year.
Uh-huh.
But those that my understanding was like 6 to 8 months, something like that. And, you know, if they wanted reservations in July, August, and that sort of thing. And some of these came in, these would show up from September, you know, of last year. So that's how.
But what he's saying, I think, usually is if you're current this year, you could make a reservation for July of next year without paying next year's assessment. They don't know what it is.
Right.
And then once the board sets the assessment, it's due,
or should be paid January 1st. It's
late as of, I think, March 1st. And if they don't pay on March 1st, then their reservation's canceled, but they wouldn't need to pay this year to make a reservation.
I'm misunderstanding then, but I understood.
Unless something's changed. I mean, that's the way it has usually been run.
Right. No, that was what I was trying to get at,
So you can look at this.
Well, we have some assessments for next year now.
Well, no,
what do you charge them?
$434.
Has it been set?
That's all for next year.
If
it adjusts, we would need to adjust those. So, but if other people
call in or if there's very many, I don't know, you know, just to be
fair to people, those that at least did,
so.
They didn't have too big of a problem with it or something, but I'm not sure that will be something we
should or could require.
Okay.
All right, thank you. I just wanted to check. Okay. All right.
It has always been a question or problem because you make reservations, and then sometimes March 1st
you have to review it to make sure that you don't have to call them and say, hey, either I need a check or I've got to cancel because you haven't paid.
Yes.
But,
again, if they're current this year, hopefully they'll be current next year, you know,
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Anybody that's listening to this auto, excuse me for my misinformation.
Okay. Just going down on the expenses. Cabin maintenance, $800. You know what that was?
Is that including the ranch headquarters area?
It's. Because
I know there was a charge controller was charged for that.
Yeah, it was. That was part of that. I'm sorry, I was looking at an old copy here. This one. The 800 was part of that, and I can't remember exactly what it was. I'm sorry. When I ran through these, I ran through and found some that were in. I changed it and I moved it up to this cabin maintenance. So that was my mistake. So
what should it be?
I didn't write it down.
Oh, okay. We'll have to further research.
We want that split out as a headquarters.
It is.
I write my receipt. I write.
It is.
Headquarters and cab maintenance.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know what all the categories. I try and look at all the categories, but I think we're not on the numbers. Really throw us off.
Yeah, I was going to do that too. Put numbers in category numbers. That's okay. Okay, now we had...
I know what it was. It was the pumping of the... it just takes me a minute to process. I'm at
okay.
like a slow computer.
Okay, the pumping of the septic...
It was pumping of the septic tanks.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, good.
I had to find it.
I think it's just important that we review these.
Of course.
Months so we know what, you know... and
I have a question on propane. Are we there?
Yeah, no, we're there.
Okay. On the propane, are the tanks all full out there?
They were. 7 and 8 we had topped off, but that was a couple months, 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's down again, and I think we might have to top them off again.
Well, I just mean fuel's down. Now would be the time
to
fill them up.
Okay, but this expense, does this include the topping off of the upper cabins?
That's everything, yeah.
That's everything?
Yeah. Cabin 7 was at 60% the 29th of October, and 8 was at 77%. Cabin 9
A new thing that we didn't, you know, do before, but are those mostly the above ground, you know, 250-gallon tanks?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still working with AmeriGas as the mm-hmm. vendor that will go that far and actually take care of things. I'm not sure that can be changed, but...
Right, but underground.
Yeah, they're 1,000-gallon tanks. They'll lease for the same price. If we would go in and bury 1,000-gallon tanks, we could be a lot better at picking when prices are down and filling them and getting a year. I mean, I think we can get a year because I guarantee they're charging us more money at Deer Springs than they're charging me at my house here in town. And so the trip charge and the number of times they go out, if we had a, you know, 4 times the capacity,
mm-hmm.
and safety-wise, you don't have to worry about somebody, a forest fire or somebody building a fire or somebody backing into it in the parking lot or something.
They also don't evaporate, so you save fuel.
So,
but you need to make sure your valve is good, because if your valves aren't good, you can lose your tank, because I know personally.
Yeah. Well, I think
that's the case whether above ground or below ground.
This is true. Okay, I'd like to welcome Dustin Hollis to the board meeting. Thank you, Dustin. Appreciate it. I know the early start time might have caught some people off guard.
do they come out and do that?
Yes. We would have to provide the hole. They'll come and lift it into place. So they have a spec sheet of, you know, how deep, and it has to have a cushion of pea gravel. So we would have to have a piece of equipment to go around, maybe do, you know, the lower end or the upper end or something. But then they would come and put the tank in place, pick up their old tank,
right, and we would bury it.
The only negative mm-hmm. is that then we're contracted to AmeriGas because they own that tank. Unless we want to buy it, nobody else can service it. So I've run into that before, and the tanks, you know, they charge about $2,500 per tank. But I don't know that there's anybody that will service Deer Springs. They have the equipment and the manpower and stuff like AmeriGas does. Right, well.
They have, and they've got to be competitive, too. So, you know, their prices might be a little bit higher than some, but it can't be that expensive.
Well, I'm curious.
I started to look it up last night and couldn't find a current price on it. I wish I had done that.
It's fluctuated this week. So
well,
you
yeah, you have to take
thing.
The last mm-hmm. bill and divide out the number of gallons by the price and
yeah.
get a rough
yeah.
price.
Now, the other supplier would be, what, Garcane or
Coast?
Garcane or Coast.
Yeah.
I think we paid
$2.89
last time because I asked.
Per gallon.
I
asked them to come out and fill my tank, and I said that they should check with you guys on 7 and 8 because I knew you.
And there's others out there like Larry and others that use propane. We usually try to check.
That's a good item for us
yeah.
to do research.
Well, like I said, some of those will deliver gas, but when it comes to helping take care of pilot lights and sniffing leaks and other things.
AmeriGas
is about the only one that has the, that kind of equipment.
Well, Coast has got somebody now. They just changed, so they've got somebody now that's certified to do that. But AmeriGas has really got a good track record in that way.
Yeah, I wouldn't be afraid of you know, locking in with them. I think it's for 5 years or something, and
they just lease the tank.
Because you know, if it's not competitive, we can beat them down on.
We're already leasing the tanks that we have.
Right. The same, but if it's buried, it's a lot harder to go rip back out of the ground than just saying, pick up your tank. We did that one next
time.
And the charge to redo all of those tanks to another company would probably pull in what we would save going to another company at least in a couple of years.
I don't think it'd charge you. I don't think it would be a big deal, but I'm with Ben. I think that safety-wise and logically, we'd be better off to do it that way, to go through the narrow gas underground.
Aesthetically, it's nicer.
That's right. It's a better.
Right, yeah.
Hey, John.
Yes.
Don't want to throw a wet blanket on your discussion of this tank issue. If you change the tanks, you are almost certainly going to re-trigger is your stuff up to code inspection, in which we will probably fail.
That will, okay, that's something to look into. That I'm not sure, but...
Yeah, they say, very specifically, if you ever let your tank drop below 20% and they have to fill it, it triggers a safety check. And certainly changing the tank is going to do that plus. So just keep it in mind, you need to ask them.
Well, it requires a safety check of the tank. It doesn't require...
No, it's the piping. Read it carefully. The whole system.
AmeriGas takes care of that. AmeriGas has to, by law, have to make sure that it's safely delivered to the appliance, and if the appliance has a problem, they'll check it out.
Right, but the expense of repairing it is ours.
Yeah, well, then that's a good point, but the
If it needs to be repaired, we need to be safe.
Right. I'm just saying, be prepared to throw some money at the plumbing if you change the tank.
Well, we might have to address that, and you know.
It shouldn't be too big.
We always want to be safe. Yeah, but that's a good point. Thanks, Vance. We'll check into that. I think this what we can do as a board is take this issue and research it and to contact AmeriGas, see what it would take. Would you do that, Shauna? Thank you. All right. That's a good – thanks, Ben, for putting that up. Okay, storage, supplies, trash, that's all good. Now, the $1,190 was for the – is this for this year's taxes that went out? Now, Willis, is that –
yeah, that's lawyer. And that brings up a point for next year on the budget. I think there are some things that we need to separate into divisions. And there has been, to keep long-term records, it was suggested to keep them together. But I think we should separate tax preparation and legal. I think we should separate phone and trash. In history, they were together.
Well, that's because they, but they're separate. We can separate things out as needed.
For 2009, I think we need to do that just to make that more clear. But, yeah, this is lawyer fees and tax prep.
Okay.
That tax prep is for 2007.
Okay.
On there.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Are we all through with the summer help? Is that?
Yes.
Okay.
How is it $1,100 on the summer help?
No, it's not. It says only $400.
Oh, I'm sorry. I looked at the other one. Never mind.
Yeah.
Now, is that for the month?
That's for the month.
$400?
I thought it was
200.
That's for 2 months?
2 months.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, well, we need to, if we're only going off October.
Well, but that's.
It was paid in.
Yeah.
Mine paid in October.
Okay.
My pay is half.
Was really
what
from.
It is too, but that's
so your year in total will still come out even.
Right,
yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, cash.
Thank you. I just, okay. All right. Anything else on the expenses that's there before we move on to now? Okay. Okay, year to date.
Year to date is the one underneath it.
Mention that. Here today? Good?
No, we're going to work on it.
Okay.
In the budget?
Well, I think just a general accounting suggestion is, and this is good that we have the monthly thing, the one you emailed after last meeting.
Yeah.
I would prefer, and again, in the interest of dead trees, if we had this sheet and then had the monthly, the latest balance sheet, usually you would always print a profit and loss and a balance sheet. So this is the profit and loss. And then the balance sheet would show how much is in the account so we know what other liabilities we have or, because I don't, being newer, I don't know. Do we still make payments on the tractor or
no,
any of those kinds of things?
Off.
Okay, I don't know what any other payments or anything we had. Usually you'd have those two sheets, and then we could print just the check register for the month of October. So any of these things that went out, it would show exactly who it went to and then the amount in detail.
Yeah.
That can't be more than one or two pages. And maybe only print one of these that we could pass around, because if we're watching it monthly,
I don't care
about year-to-date, because I will have kind of kept a rough mind. So I think this number of pages is less important than the one or two of just each month. And then if we can all keep these in my binder, and so you can kind of add them up.
Now, that's a really good idea, and I think, but we're having some issues with this little program. But I did get a new program, and I think I'm going
to help. Is it one to connect to hers or to get to QuickBooks?
It's a QuickBooks Pro, but I got the upgraded 09. I got the 09 series, and I think we're going to shift it over because I can't get that stuff brought up without, so I put it in. Anyway, that's what we're working on. So.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's a better suggestion how we should, you know, keep track of things. I do think, you know, keeping track of things monthly and it reminds me of in the end, you know, as far as the balance sheet, knowing what that and where we're at, that's all we need.
It'll be easier to do our reports on it.
A balance sheet and a check register is what you would like to have?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that way we know exactly who the expenses went to.
But
what got paid out that previous month? That would be.
So you want a 2 month then?
What they do when
September, October. I'm just trying to.
No, when
no,
you don't
want,
month,
no,
we're in
so
November,
so
just through the
October.
Yeah, just
so
this 1 month at a time.
State Bank of what State Bank of Utah does. This is just from the bank itself where we're at, and they give us what's in each account, but they also print off the checks.
Yeah.
And so if you can just print this off.
This is what you.
Then
want.
Yes.
Okay.
Then we can look at, oh yeah, that's exactly where that went to.
Well, and I've tried, and I'm anticipating what you're going to ask about and what your questions are. That's what I've done here. I just processed slowly. That's what
No. I don't think I was that clear, and
okay.
You did good as
okay.
far as.
Yeah, no, I think you did what we asked
you, you know, in the last meeting and stuff. So
okay.
I appreciate you getting that. So I think some of it just so that we start, you know, understanding the numbers and the,
okay.
You know, it becomes easier to know
in
detail what they are.
I'll be like,
of that. Yeah, that's
available
through State Bank.
I know.
On the website, you just go to the website, log in, and...
Right, it's all there.
Okay. Okay, what's your balance?
$20,734.
Okay. And are there
still
any
have
outstanding?
$12,000 in the ranch house account. Some that I haven't contacted yet to transfer those over. I'm sorry. What was your last question?
No, I'm trying. I'm waiting. Here's $12,000 on the ranch house account. What do you mean the ranch
there's
house?
There's still some of that that I haven't transferred over because there's a couple that I haven't gotten a hold of to find out if that's okay with them to do that, or do they want it back? Because I've had people request that money back that we put in for the ranch house money.
We have 12,000. No, we have 1,200.
Sorry, 1,200.
Where do we have 12,000?
All right.
Hey,
let's throw that money. Oh my goodness! I'm so sorry. No, 12,000.
Money aside, now, didn't we? Okay, 1,200. Okay, I know where what you're talking about as far as those who donated to the ranch house improvement.
Yes.
Still want to know what they want to do with it, as far as if they wanted to go their assessments or they want it to be refunded. Okay.
Okay,
thank you. Okay.
Just for the budget discussion here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, good. Well, that's up. That's forthcoming. All right. That's a new business. Okay, now we get to, Shauna, are you good with the financial report?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Thank you.